Purdue 36. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station. Time to Target Center in Minneapolis. Big Ten Tournament semifinal game. Wisconsin and Purdue tied at 36. Trey Kaufman-Wren has really helped out Matt Painter's team. He averages 6 points a game, but he has 9 in the first half. So a good first 20 for the sophomore out of Sellersburg, Indiana. Braden Smith with 7 points. Fletcher Lawyer with 6. Zach Edey had a couple of early fouls and limited his time. 6 points for Edey, 4 of 7 at the free throw line. 2 points for Mason Gillis, 2 points for Camden Heidi. A.J. Storr has 14 to pace Wisconsin. Steven Crowell with 7, 6 for Chucky Hepburn, 5 for Max Klesman, 2 apiece for Marcus Hilver and Kamari McGee. At the half, Wisconsin and Purdue tied at 36. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
At the half, Wisconsin and Purdue tied at 36. On the free throw line, the clear difference here is why Purdue has this game tied. I mean, not many teams hold the Boilermakers to 44% shooting in the first half, but the Badgers have done it, and 1 of 8 from three. This is the second-best three-point shooting team in the country. The Badgers not afraid to be physical. They're fouling a lot, which, as we have said, it's legit. I know fans get frustrated. It's legit. But they are making Purdue work. They are throwing as hard a punch as they can here so far.
There's no question about it. We talked to start this game off. What did Wisconsin need to do? Take care of the three-point line of that. Take care of fast breaks. Purdue only two, not giving any easy baskets to Purdue. And then ball movement. When you look at Wisconsin, done 14 made shots, 10 assists. They're doing everything they need to do. Now, I think if you're Wisconsin, understand that the whistle is tight. So be physical. Be aggressive, but you have to be smart, especially Tyler Wall with two quick fouls. There's a lot of guys, Stephen Kroll now in that. You have Max Klusman as well. That being said, Purdue's got the same problem you have.
Mm-hmm.
So come out, play smart, try not to get some of those cheap ones. If it's a foul, make sure it's a good foul.
Kaufman, Wren, Braden Smith, along with Zach Edey, each with two fouls. Wisconsin 36, Purdue 36. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Known for their durability and performance, ANCO wiper blades are the reliable choice for your vehicle's windshield. ANCO effectively clears the rain, snow, and debris with ease. You want dependable visibility? Then choose the trusted choice, ANCO, for smooth, streak-free wiping action. Easy to install and compatible with almost all models. That's ANCO brand wiper blades. Now on sale at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. Where your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year.
Are you ready?
Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At the half in Minneapolis, Wisconsin 36, Purdue 36. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers and Boilers tied at 36 at the half. And Brian, as you mentioned, you know, Purdue has some guys on the edge of foul trouble as well. Wisconsin with multiple with two, and then Nolan Winter with three. So I guess the easy thing to say is, if you're Wisconsin, go test Zach Edey, see if you can get that third foul on him. It's easy to say, but how do you go about doing it? What's the best way to try to get that third foul?
Well, because he's such a good shot blocker, and you look at this, they're, you know, sixth in, or they average 3.3 blocks in Big Ten play, Purdue does, and a lot of that Zach Edey. Know that you're going to go in there, but continue to try to get into the paint, play off with 2 feet, a little bit of a shot fake, try to get him off balance, try to create an angle that you have the advantage. Once you have that, then go up through the chest, and that's when fouls happen. But you can't be tentative. You're not going to get a foul call if you go in there being tentative. I think overall, for Wisconsin, the three-point shot will be there, but it'll be there later in the clock. Some of the threes that they've taken, I'm fine with Tyler Wall taking two. I'm fine with the guys going about it. Just win. You can get that shot with 8 seconds on the clock. Don't need to take it with 22 on the clock.
Gotcha. All right. Badgers and Boilers tied at 36 at the half. We'll check out some of the first half stats in 2 minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond. If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef summer sausage and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Yeah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You bet.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin and Purdue tied at 36 at the half. Quick check to some of the stats of Badgers: 44% from the field, 5 of 17 from 3, 3 of 6 at the foul line. The Boilermakers 44% from the floor, just 1 of 8 from long range, 13 of 18 at the foul line. So a plus 10 in made free throws in favor of Purdue. Boilers a plus 1 on the glass. Second chance points favoring Wisconsin, 8 to 5. Paint points favoring Wisconsin at 14 to 12. And Purdue with just 2 fast break points in the first half of play. A.J. Storr with 14 leading the way for Wisconsin. Trey Kaufman-Wren with 9 to pace the Boilermakers. Wisconsin and Purdue tied at 36 at the half. And this is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, feisty first half. The Badgers going toe-to-toe with the Purdue Boilermakers. 36-36 your score as we get ready for the second 20 minutes here in Minneapolis. The winner will play either Illinois or Nebraska. That's the second semifinal game coming up here at the Target Center. See how long they ride with Edie as the Badgers can get that third foul on them. Again, all the Badgers with two fouls are Klesmet, Crowell, McGee, and Blackwell. Winter has three. Smith, Kaufman, Wren, and Edie each with two.
Well, Wisconsin's done everything they've needed to do, and that's why you're sitting here 36-36. They've played some really good basketball, man. And defensively, I've really liked what they've done. I know the whistle's been a little tight. I know they fouled a good amount as well. And now what do you do to adjust and to get out here and continue to play at the level that you want to play?
Purdue still in its huddle. Badgers original five back on the floor. That's Klesmet, Hepburn, Storr, Wall, and Crowell. Limited minutes for Tyler Wall. Not quite 3 minutes of run in the first half. He picked up those early fouls. Original five of the four for Purdue. Lawyer, Smith, Jones, Kaufman, Wren, and Edie. And the second half is underway as Chucky Hepburn angles it front court. Now turns off a Wall screen to the right wing. Hepburn right lane line. Couple of pumps. Loops it to Wall. Back out to Chucky. Right of the circle. Hepburn goes back into Wall. Broken up. Braden Smith and a foul on Smith. That's going to be his third. It was a good match for Wisconsin. Wall against the smaller Braden Smith. And that's three fouls on him.
It just wasn't a smart play by Braden Smith. Now, extremely smart by Wisconsin to get it back to Tyler there.
Oh, and Hepburn, the inbounds pass went over the outstretched hands of Crowell, but Wall was there at the top, throwing to Hepburn, left wing. Hepburn against Smith, starting to back him down, left of the lane, puts it to Wall, bobbles, gathers, sends it out the store. Long three in the air, that's going to be an air ball. And out of bounds to Purdue. Well,
who opened the door?
Yeah, right?
I mean, who was coming back late to the start of the second half? Close that door.
Right at the release.
Unbelievable.
That has no chance.
Oh, get in your seats at the right time.
Braden Smith out. Miles Colvin is in. Purdue on offense for the first time in the second half. Moving to our left. Lance Jones out front. Throwing to Fletcher Lawyer. High on the left. Opening minutes. Second half tied at 36. Colvin against Storr. Throwing to Jones. Outside right. Goes inside. Edie will catch. Crowell and Wall on the double team. Darts a pass. Goes Edie out to Lawyer. Now Colvin for three. Left side. Good. Miles Colvin. They had 5 points in 7 minutes against Michigan State yesterday. And now Purdue has the lead 39-36. Minute and change gone by second half. Wall right of the circle feeds A.J. Storr. Left-hand dribble. Out of Crowell. Gives off to Hepburn. Chucky to the free throw line. Dribbles in the lane. The floater over Edie is good.
And Chucky's had that shot earlier, too. He's got to look for that.
39-38 Purdue, a minute 25 into the second half. Lance Jones, it's around Wall. A dangerous move by Wall, got away with it, disrupted Lance Jones, and the ball went off of Jones and out of bounds. That was risky business.
Very dangerous.
Ooh, reaching in there, and it worked out, and here comes Wall playing with those two fouls. He's checked by Edie, now Storr around a Wall screen, feeds Crowell, rotates to Klesmet left wing. Ball screen from Crowell, slips to Stevie. Baseline left jumper is good. Crowell with nine, 40-39 Wisconsin, a minute 50 into the second half. Lance Jones jogs it up the middle of the front court for the Boilermakers. Hepburn waits for him. Jones bounce pass Kaufman Wren at the top. Ball sags off to him and a sloppy handoff gathered by Lawyer. Pass it back out to Kaufman Wren. He'll pitch it to Jones around the Kaufman Wren screen. Mid-range jumper is good for Jones. He has six. 41-40 Purdue, 17:45 to play. Lance Jones averaging a bit more than 12 a game. What an addition he has been through the transfer portal from Southern Illinois. Klesman throwing to Crowell, left wing. Back out to Max. He'll pitch at the wall. Gives it to Hepburn. Chucky bobbing around a wall screen right of the lane. Hepburn feeds Wall in the lane against Edie. Inside left, block shot, blocked by Edie, pulls it down, 17-20 to play, 41-40 Purdue.
I thought Chucky had another shot opportunity there.
Zach Edie against Wall, knocked it away, another wrist for Wall, Edie gets it back, bad hand off to Lawyer, trying to save it, and just does prevent the over and back. Terrific effort by Lawyer. Jones has it high on the left. Hepburn trying to get into him, Jones off the left wing, in the lane, hanging up, in.
What Jones just did there, I think Chucky Hepburn could do on the other end.
43-40, Purdue, 16:50 remaining. Tyler Wall throwing to A.J. Storr, left wing. Storr got bumped by Colvin. The foul is called on Miles Colvin, his first of the half, or second of the half, rather, on Purdue. 16:45 to play, 43-40, Purdue leading Wisconsin. And now Ethan Morton will come back in for the Boilermakers, in for Miles Colvin. Storr sideline left, throws it into Klesman. High screen Crowell uses another one from Wall. And a step back three for Max, and we are tied at 43. Second long shot for Max this afternoon, 43-all. Hepburn again trying to bother Lance Jones in the backcourt. Just make him work a little bit. Now Jones breaks the midstripe. Puts it on the deck. Hard dribble. Stops left elbow. Tossed it back out to Edie. A hand off the Lawyer. Curls right lane line. Kicks it right corner. Three in the air. Kaufman Wren, no good. Long rebound. Klesman diving to the floor, trying to come up with it. And he got fouled by Lance Jones of Purdue.
Let's have ourselves a game today, huh?
No kidding,
I mean,
huh?
these kids are answer, response, back and forth. This is what college basketball should be about, this right here.
Braden Smith will come in for Fletcher Lawyer. Yeah, both of these programs, like everybody else, fully aware that next week's the big week, but the competition level in this game has been fierce, as expected. 16-10 to play, tied at 43. Foul on Lance Jones, by the way, his first. Chucky Hepburn dribbling into the lane. Darts at the Tyler Wall. Operates against Edie. Low on the right. Takes it left. Pumping. Runs it out to Crowell. Stevie leads it for Max Klesman off the Crowell screen. Klesman baseline right, 10 to shoot. Now Crowell took a look, turned it down, gives off to Hepburn. Chucky with 5 to shoot. Hepburn, left corner for Wall, 3 in the air, and that hit the front rim, no good. Rebound Lance Jones. Jones up the left side of the front court for the Boilermakers, cuts off the wing, kick out Smith, off the right wing, into the paint. Bounce pass Kaufman Wren, trying to overplay his story, knocked it loose. Battle for it, Wall, Kaufman Wren, held ball, arrow Purdue. As we are on the under 16 media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. And Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is presented by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 15:33 remaining, Wisconsin 43, Purdue 43. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The deep three.
Deep three right in the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tries the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 15 minutes, 33 seconds to play. Wisconsin 43, Purdue 43. Badgers 3 out of 6 from the field in the second half. The Boilermakers have hit on 3 of their first 4 shots. It'll be Purdue ball with 18 on the shot clock. Crowell, Wall, Storr, Hepburn, and Klesman on the floor for the Badgers. Mason Gillis in there for the Boilermakers with Moyer and Jones, Braden Smith, and Zach Edey. And it'll be Braden Smith inbounding, baseline right. Smith throws it out to Edey, right wing, hands it back to Smith, high on the right. Smith darts a pass to Lawyer, jump shooting mid-range, off the right elbow, no good. Offensive rebound, Gillis out to Smith. Turn down the three, goes into Edey, left shoulder turn, darts it up and in off the glass. Well, that's the second time he's played through the contact and is throwing up a rocket shot, and he gets an and one.
And how does that happen? Offensive rebound. It's so crucial to be able to make sure you get a body. Don't give this second chance opportunities to Purdue.
Tyler Wall with that third foul. The free throw no good for Edey. Klesman clears. 45-43 the Boilermakers. 15-17 remaining. Wall out front. Throws to A.J. Storr. Left hand dribble. Charging hard to the rim. Layup good. Storr with a strong take. He has 16. We're tied at 45.
And a great duck in there by Stephen Crowell. Create that driving lane for A.J. Storr.
Braden Smith gets the offense organized for the Boilermakers. Gillis setting a screen. Smith will use it. Moving left. Stops left wing. Goes into Edey. Lost the handle. It's loose. Diving for it. Coming up with it is Tyler Wall for the Badgers. Turnover Purdue. Klesman brings it up for Wisconsin. Outside right. Hepburn was begging for it. He was open on the left wing. Now he has it. He brings it up top to the free throw line is Chucky. Looking. Bounce pass to Crowell. Knocked away. Got back to Hepburn. Feeds Crowell. Slam dunk. Stephen Crowell hammers it down. And the Badgers lead 47-45.
Chucky Hepburn's been all over here recently, the last couple of plays.
14-24 remaining. Braden Smith out front. He'll throw it to Lawyer. Into Edey against Crowell. Left shoulder turn, up right hand. Off the left side iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Wall. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. A screen from Crowell. Chucky left of the circle. Throws to Crowell. Outside left. Hands off to A.J. Storr. To the foul line. Jump shot away. Front rim no. Edey the rebound for Purdue. 14 minutes to play. Badgers up two. Braden Smith. Left side of the front court against Klesman. It's a bump from Gillis. Smith picked up by Wall. Inside feed. Edey catches low on the right. Turns and scores with the right hand. He has 10. Tied at 47 with 13:45 to play. Max Klesman along the right sideline. Throws to Tyler Wall. Left of the wheel. Gets it to Storr. A.J. curls around a Wall screen. Stops left elbow. Slips it into Wall. Left block against Edey. Knocked away. Batted around. Off the Wall. Out of bounds to Purdue. And now the Badgers will go to their bench. Ilver, McGee, and Blackwell coming in. Crowell, Wall, and Storr come out. Camden Heidi ready to check in for the Boilermakers. Lance Jones will sit down.
There's a lot of contact there, and I don't know if it was initiated by Tyler or Zach Edey on that play.
Badgers showing a little backcourt resistance here on the inbounds pass. Now they release. 13 and a half minutes to play. Tied at 47. Braden Smith to the left wing. Goes into Edie against Nolan Winter. Backing is Edie. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Good again. When in doubt, feed the big fella. 49-47 Purdue with 13-12 remaining. Play stop momentarily as they do a little housekeeping near the painted area.
And that's when we said it, feed the big fella. No, Purdue is going to be in there. No, they're going to feed him, show bodies, and then make sure you spray out to shooters. But the resistance right now by Zach Edey in the post hasn't been nearly as strong by Wisconsin.
Maury McGee around the Nolan Winter ball screen. Throws the Winter at the top of the arc. Now it's Klesman. Whips it to Ilver. Thinking about it. Takes a three. Left side. Just can't buy one. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Edey. Outlet Braden Smith. Smith on the right wing. Purdue up two. 12:50 remaining. Smith around a screen from Edey. Blocked out McGee. Smith floats to Edey. Low on the right. Knocked away Blackwell. It's loose. Knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Oh, what work again from the freshman, among others, on that play inside.
Now that's what I was just talking about, right? The resistance there. At least there's bodies there. There are hands that go to Edey.
49-47 Purdue, 12:38 to play. Ilver right of the circle, flips it to Klesman on the right wing. Max around the Ilver ball screen, steps back, long two on the way. Short, no good. Camden Heidi the rebound.
Last three possessions for Wisconsin just have not been good on this offensive end.
12:24 to play. 49-47 Purdue leads Wisconsin. Braden Smith goes into Edey against Winter. Single coverage. Backing Edey goes up and a whistle. The shot is up and they'll call the foul before the shot. As they get Nolan Winter, and that's going to be his fourth. So now Stephen Crowell will have to come back in. We'll see A.J. Storr re-enter as well for Marcus Ilver. That's the second team foul against Wisconsin. Klesman coming out for the Badgers. Inbounding is Braden Smith. Baseline right. Throws to Edey. Right wing. Hands it back to Smith. Dribbles off the wing in the lane. The runner right hand. No good. Off the back iron. McGee the rebound. 12:08 remaining. 49-47 Purdue. Kamari McGee at the top. Against Mason Gillis. Leaves it for Marcus Silver. Throws to Storr. A.J. off the right wing. In the lane. Goes up off the glass and rim. No good. And the rebound to Gillis. Outlet to Lance Jones. Jones on the left wing. Retreats against Marcus Ilver. High screen from Edey. Blocked out Ilver. Foul line jumper Jones off the rim and out. No good. Ilver the rebound for Wisconsin. 11:40 to play. Still 49-47 Purdue. Storr. Outside right. Loops it into Crowell against Mason Gillis. Crowell faces up. Edey inching up on Crowell now on the double. Stevie retreats. Bounce pass to Storr. High on the right. 12 to shoot. Storr off the Crowell screen. Rocks the dribble against Gillis. Takes it off the wing. In the lane. Kicks to Ilver. Now Blackwell for three. Left side. That's short. Rebound. Ilver feeds Blackwell. Splits two defenders to the rim and missed the bunny. It comes down to Purdue. Here comes Lance Jones high on the left. Takes it left to the wing. Feeds Gillis left corner. Darts it out to Braden Smith. Into Edey. Goes up. Russell walked with the ball. Yes, traveled, he did. Yeah. Yep. Turnover Purdue and a timeout with 11 minutes to play in the game. Some empty possessions on both sides here in the last couple of minutes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 11 minutes to play. Purdue 49, Wisconsin 47. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot.
But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Tier Tri-Clean Gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Exactly 11 minutes remaining here in Minneapolis, this Big Ten semifinal game. It's Purdue 49, Wisconsin 47.
Wisconsin's done a good job on Braden Smith last two games. He's 4 of 18. This game, 3 of 7. It really hasn't gotten comfortable at that point guard position. And we've talked about it this entire game, but it's still only two fast break points for Purdue. Everything that Purdue has been getting, they've had to work for all of it. Wisconsin defensively has been really good this whole tournament.
They're trying to get that offense going. The Badgers have missed their last seven shots. They've gone 3.5 minutes without scoring. Purdue 2+ without putting points on the board. Chucky Hepburn jogs it front court right side. A pass for Tyler Wohl. Swings at the Storr, and he couldn't handle the pass. He just lost it. And then Storr fouls Lance Jones trying to get it back. First foul on A.J.
Is right.
Yeah,
that's
that
a frustrating one. I mean, yeah. It was very routine. You don't see this. Wisconsin with only 4 turnovers prior to that. Yeah, that hurts.
Here's Braden Smith with 10:43 to play. Purdue up 2. Smith off a high screen from Caleb First. He'll throw it to First up top. Crowell defending First. Up the left-hand dribbles. Leaves it for Braden Smith. Fades, flips, right elbow short. Rebound batted in the air. Heidi had it, lost it. Klesman is there for Wisconsin. Still 49-47 Purdue. 10:25 to play. Klesman gets a little screen from Wall. The right wing is Max. Retreats above the three-point line. Bounces the Wall. He's with Heidi. Darts it out to Chucky Hepburn. A pass fake. Cuts off the left wing. Leaves it for Wall. Low on the right. Layup no good. And the rebound comes down to Mason Gillis. Another chip shot miss for Wisconsin. Here's Lance Jones. Pass knocked away. Stolen by Wall. Tyler slams on the brakes. Gets it out to Chucky Hepburn on the right wing. Hepburn, little crossover on Gillis. Cuts off the wing in the lane. Floats it up. Off the left side iron. No good. Gillis the rebound. And as the Badgers continue to fire blanks. And now Hepburn bothering Smith. Gets it across half court. 9:45 to play. Still 49-47 Purdue. The Badgers have missed their last 9 shots. Camden Heidi throwing to Jones high on the left. Jones with a feed for Caleb First. Top of the circle. Shot clock is at 8. A hand off to Smith against Hepburn. 5 to shoot. Smith still holds it off the left hip with 3, with 2. Smith left in the lane. Off balance shot. Air ball. Shot clock violation as the Badgers continue to dig in hard defensively.
It's a great game. It just is. This is beautiful.
It is.
I might not be beautiful to the eye all the time, but this is like these kids are going back and forth with answers and responses, and I've said that a lot, but the fight and what you've seen here, it's been a fun game.
Smith out, Colvin in, 9:20 to play, still 49-47 Purdue. Hepburn, little bump from Crowell, a throw to Stevie at the top, rotates to Max for 3 in the lead, left of the circle, too long, no good. Caleb First, the rebound.
Much better shot than what Wisconsin's gotten there. I know they missed a couple of them. I was fine with that pin down into that 3.
Mason Gillis, outside right, couple of left-hand dribbles, and a bad handoff to Colvin to the back court. And boy, there should be an over and back.
No, Anderson said...
Yeah, there was a delayed call there. They were at first they were thinking it was deflected, and no way it was. And it's a turnover for Purdue with 8:56 to play, 49-47. The Boilermakers.
Jeff Anderson said it was deflected. However,
yep.
Rob Riley said no, there was off his knees. There was the possession, last one to touch it.
Tyler Wall out high, throws to Hepburn to the right wing. Chucky, little shake, moves to his left, off the elbow, tough pass, nice catch. Wall reverse layup is good. Finally, the lid's off the basket, tied at 49, 8:40 to play. They had missed 10 straights, and then Wall gets inside to tie this bad boy at 49. Lance Jones throwing left side for Gillis. Gillis against Tyler Wall. The pass stolen away by Hepburn. Chucky down the lane. Slam dunk. Chucky Hepburn for the lead. And a timeout taken by Matt Painter with 8:21 to play. This will be a full timeout. 8 minutes. 21 seconds remaining in Minneapolis. Wisconsin 51, Purdue 49. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Going gets closer to the game on SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis for the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. A Chucky Hepburn steal and dunk has given Wisconsin the lead. 49, make that 51-49. Wisconsin leading Purdue 8 minutes and 21 seconds to play.
We're having fun yet?
Yeah, no kidding. It's working.
We haven't some fun yet. By the way, that Chucky Hepburn dunk was the first fast break points for Wisconsin all game. I'd love to have a couple more of those for sure.
It's 2-2.
It's 2-2.
So those who had any concern about the lower body injury for Chucky Hepburn,
nah.
But this is what you expect. Two really good teams that are handling what each other's throwing at them. Now, if you're proof, Wisconsin, Zach Edey is going to see the ball. You need to have a little bit more resistance. They have that at times. That's where Kamari McGee and a couple of guys came in, had some deflections. Show, make sure you're around. But what Wisconsin's done is they've picked up. They're doing this right now, and it's taken some time off the shot clock. So the amount of time that Purdue has had to operate in the half court has slowed down dramatically because of this token pressure they've put on.
Fletcher Lawyer will inbound. He gets it into Braden Smith. The Badgers show press, then back out. It's Smith single coverage for Chucky Hepburn. Smith will break the mid-strike. Schulte still getting into it. High screen, Eden. Smith dribbles to the left wing. Kills the dribble. Bounce pass, Gillis getting up into his face's wall. A throw to Colvin high in the right. Darts it inside. Eden catches. Runs it back out to Smith. Baseline left. Moves it to Gillis. Always wide open for three. Left side. Good. They dropped off of him, which is the last thing you do there.
Yeah, and it was all because of a shot fake, and then two Wisconsin players leave. That's never a good sign.
52-51 Purdue. A.J. Store turns the corner down the lane. Shot is gobbled up by Colvin, and he threw it off the Store. They say an out-of-bounds to Purdue. 52-51 the Boilermakers as we hit the under eight media timeouts. We will step away here in Minneapolis. Our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 7:41 to play. Purdue 52, Wisconsin 51. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Serpentine.
Serpentine.
Quick penguin. Serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
7 minutes, 41 seconds remaining in this Big Ten Tournament semifinal game. Purdue 52, Wisconsin 51. The Badgers were hopping mad on the bench on that A.J. Store drive to the basket. Miles Colvin blocked it. He and Zach Edey were there. Colvin then spiked it off of Store out of bounds. But A.J. Store took one hard to the face on that drive. Purdue gets away with one.
He's out of the game because of it now.
Bloody nose is...
And it was. I mean, it was a missed call. I mean, yeah. Colvin came down and came right across his face.
Yeah, he drilled him. And it's, you know, the game last Sunday, Chucky Hepburn got hammered by Zach Edey late in that game. So, again, the Badgers showing backcourt resistance. Lawyer gets it into Colvin. And now he's against John Blackwell. We'll leave it. Colvin will leave it for Fletcher Lawyer across half court. Off his left hip is Max Klesman. And off to Braden Smith. 7.5 minutes to play. 52-51 Purdue. Smith outside left. Edey calling for it. He'll get the ball. Mid post left. 10 to shoot. Edey single coverage. Left shoulder turn. Up over Crowell and in. And the lead is 3 for the Boilermakers, 54-51.
And not much you can do there. I mean, I thought it was pretty good defense all the way around.
7:10 to play as the Boilers fans get to their feet. Hepburn out high against Braden Smith. Chucky to the free throw line. Pull up jump is good for Chucky Hepburn. The
Thank mid-range you, Chucky! Game.
54-53 Purdue, 6:55 remaining.
He's going to have, like he has that.
Braden Smith out front for Purdue. Slides to the left side, picked up by Klesman now. Smith kills the dribble, throws it to Edie, left of the lane. Edie surveys, and a whistle, and a foul called on Wall as Lawyer went to the floor. That's four on Tyler Wall.
Now, I will say this. Fletcher Lawyer might fall on more screening actions than I've seen, period.
Mm-hmm. Carter Gilmore is going to come in for Wall. 6:41 remaining, 54-53 Purdue. That's team foul number four against Wisconsin. Purdue with just three fouls here in the second half. Inbounds pass goes to Braden Smith. Purdue up one. 6:38 to play. Smith bounces for Gillis, left wing. Goes into Edie. Mid post left. Backs turns up left hand. In and out, no good. Got his own rebound. Slam dunk. Zach Edie, can't stop that, 56-53.
You know it's going to be a heavy dose of Edie. You got to just try to keep battling.
Purdue up three, Chucky Hepburn right side. Throws it to Gilmore, rotates to Klesman. Max looks for help. Gets it out to Hepburn, 6:10 to play, 56-53 Purdue. Crow up top. Now it's Hepburn right side. Chucky to the top of the arc. Shot clock is at eight. Hepburn in the lane, puts it up. No, but a foul. And Chucky Hepburn will go to the free throw line. Braden Smith with his fourth foul. 6 minutes to play, 56-53 Purdue, as Chucky Hepburn goes to the foul line, where he is one of three today. He does have 12 points this afternoon.
But Chucky being aggressive is such a good thing for this team. If you remember back to Madison when Wisconsin played Purdue there, Purdue treated Chucky Hepburn as a non-shooter. Mm-hmm. They'd go under him. And Chucky wasn't shooting at that point. Now, with Chucky at least being more aggressive right now, they're changing the way they've got to do it. On top of it, it puts Braden Smith in foul trouble.
So first free throw good, as is the second for Chucky Hepburn. Badgers within one, 6 minutes to play. 66-65 Purdue. Lance Jones brings it up the floor for the Boilermakers across half court, as Hepburn will defend him. Jones throws it to Gillis, covered up by Gilmore, and a pass goes through the hands of Edie and out of bounds. Turnover, Boilermakers.
But why is the pass? Why did it go through his hand? Because there was ball pressure on the entry pass. High hands made it a little bit faster than what it needed to be.
And A.J. Storr in the game again for Blackwell. Has that right nostril protected as he got drilled before that last media timeout? Here comes Chucky Hepburn, jogging it up the right sideline for Wisconsin. Off the Gilmore screen, Hepburn right of the lane, goes through the paint. Circling in the lane, gets it out of there to Crow. Steven up top, dribbles left, hands off to Storr. Storr against Heidi. Now Gilmore leads it for Hepburn. Chucky bobbing off the Gilmore screen. Now moves off a bump from Crow. Eight to shoot. Gilmore turns to Klesman. He got crowded by Fletcher Lawyer, and a foul is called. Max taking one to the chops. Fletcher Lawyer saying, all right. And that's the second foul on Lawyer. And team foul number five. So 20 on the shot clock, 5:21 on the game clock. 56-55 Purdue. Storr sideline right, will inbound. Puts it into Hepburn, baseline right. Jones is on him. Chucky back to the basket. Line up back in. Now retreats. Straddling the three-point arc. Gives it to Crow. Crow back out to Chucky. Whips it to Crow up top. Eight to shoot. Storr high on the left. Five to shoot. AJ hanging. Foul line jumper. Back iron no good. Edie the rebound. 5 minutes to play. 56-55 Purdue. Lance Jones walks it up for the Boilermakers. Jones throwing to Heidi, left wing, almost walked. The pass for Gillis disrupted by Hepburn. Diving for it is Gilmore. Timeout, Wisconsin. Oh, what an effort from Hepburn and Carter Gilmore. Badgers get a 30-second timeout, down one with 4:47 remaining.
What a play by Carter Gilmore. Just slides in, gets the timeout, gets the possession.
That was a spectacular effort by Carter Gilmore. So the Badgers again will have a chance to get the lead. 4:47 to play, 56-55 Purdue. Both teams have two timeouts. Purdue with five fouls, Wisconsin with four. Wisconsin has the possession arrow.
Been a great effort here by Wisconsin in general. They've been all over it today. And it just, this team, it's amazing. just the energy and effort and the confidence that you just see continuing to grow within this team. And it started about 10 days ago, and wow, have they just built on it game after game after game.
Carter Gilmore and Lance Painter exchanging a smile there. A ton of respect between these programs, certainly the coaches. And you now get back to the game itself as Gilmore throws it into Hepburn to the front court, gives it to Storr, flips to Max Klesmet, sends it back to AJ. Outside right is Storr. A throw to Klesmet up top. Rotates left side for Gilmore. Thought about it. They're begging him to shoot it. He will for the lead. He'll hit it. Carter Gilmore from downtown. 58-56 Wisconsin. 4:22 remaining. Lance Jones gets it to the front court. Hepburn was really digging into him. Here's Lance Jones at the midcourt logo. 13 to shoot, 4:09 to play. Edie hands off to Lawyer, right of the lane, hanging up, no, rebound tip. It's to Heidi, kick out Gillis for three, left side, it's good.
And second it's big three. Offensive rebound.
Yep, 59-58 Purdue, 3:53 remaining. Gilmore hands off to A.J. Storr. Up to the circle, to Gilmore, wraps it to Klesmet. Max up top, gives off to Hepburn, high on the rights. Chucky holds the ball over his head to Gilmore. Out high. Gets it back to Hepburn. 10 to shoot. Hepburn gets a high screen from Crowell. Now Chucky drives the lane. Kick out Gilmore. Extra pass Crowell for three. Straight on. Back iron no good. Rebound Lance Jones at Purdue. 3:25 to play. 59-58 the Boilermakers. And Lance Jones walks it up the middle for Purdue. Jones walks it to the left, throws to Gillis, top of the key, inside Edie, back out Lawyer for three, it's good. Fletcher Lawyer, his first field goal of the day.
You can't leave him, that's what he does.
62-58, Purdue, 3 minutes to play. Crowell throwing to Klesmet, outside left. Now to Gilmore, rotates to Hepburn. Chucky, left-hand dribble, right elbow, now foul line, jumper is sweet. Hepburn with two more, 62-60, Purdue, 2:43 remaining.
God, I love the way that Chucky's played today.
And he's waiting for Lance Jones through the center circle, 2:35 remaining. Jones out high, throws to Edie, left of the lane, Crowell defending. Edie backing, kicks to Jones, refeeds Edie. Left shoulder turn, throws it up, no, and a foul before the shot. And it's going to go against Crowell. That'll be his third. And we have the under four media timeouts. 2 minutes, 26 seconds to play. Purdue 62, Wisconsin 60. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Say big on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. Explore all Menards LP Smart Side options in-store or on Menards.com, where you can check out all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Down to the wire game here in Minneapolis. Purdue leads 62-60. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Purdue 62, Wisconsin 60. Zach Edey with 16 points. Chucky Hepburn and A.J. Storr with 16 points. By the way, Edey is now the all-time leading scorer in Purdue basketball history, passing the great Rick Mount. And keep in mind with Edey, in his first couple of years, first year, 14 minutes a game. A couple of years ago, 19 minutes a game. He's started more than 100 times, but the minutes have just elevated the last couple of years.
And that was the question. Could he play long minutes? And he's answered that question just fine.
Yeah, he has.
Now, today, only 21 minutes because early foul trouble. And I think that really got Wisconsin going. They've been aggressive. They've come out. They've thrown the punches. They've done what they've needed to do. It's a two-point game here. And you look at it, a couple of lapses defensively, last possession, you lose Mason Gillis, and then Fletcher Lord bangs a three there in what he does, and it seems like in every time there's a crunch time situation, that's what Fletcher Lord does.
Yeah, he has 9 points, 6 of 6 at the foul line, hit that big three. The Badgers dominating the statistics of points off turnovers.
All
it's 11-0,
yes.
Wisconsin. 2:26 to play, 20 on the shot clock, Purdue basketball. As Fletcher Lawyer will inbound, baseline left. Purdue 62, Wisconsin 60. Both teams have two timeouts. Both teams have one more foul to give. Lawyer looking, loops it to Edey, left of the lane. Edey against Crowell, they clear it for him. Plesment teasing a dig, a throw out to Lawyer, back into Edey, left shoulder turn, up right hand, no good. Rebound, Max Plesment. 2:15 remaining, 62-60 Purdue.
Matt Painter wanted a foul there. I thought Big Steve did a good job.
Crowell high on the right, feeds Wall, baseline right. Tyler against Edey, slips it into Plesment in the lane, layup is good.